This is the second Christmas in a row that the Holy Land will be closed to pilgrims and international visitors. But NPR's Daniel Estrin was able to spend a day in Bethlehem. He met up with a Palestinian tour guide who shared what fascinates him about the sites associated with the birthplace of Jesus and how this year is different.
Palestinian guide Hussam Jubran lives in a town neighboring Bethlehem. He's guided groups here for 20 years.
Usually this time it's crazy crowded. Tourists coming to spend the days of the Christmas. But unfortunately, it's like very sad Christmas.
He hasn't guided here since the pandemic began. So I asked him to show us what people are missing. We begin outside Bethlehem at Shepherd's Field. Since Byzantine times, it's been venerated as the spot where the Gospel of Luke says angels appeared to shepherds and announced Jesus' birth. There are two other sites nearby that also claim to be Shepherd's Field.
So if you want to go 100% archaeology, we can't prove. It's very difficult to prove a lot of the places. That's why, especially for people coming for religious purposes, it's not about, oh, prove it to me. It's about the faith.
There are a lot of overlapping stories to tell in this Palestinian city in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Jubran has teamed up with an Israeli guide to lead dual narrative tours, presenting both views. And he likes to point out overlapping religious traditions, like the site of Shepherd's Field is also associated with the story of Ruth in the Hebrew Bible.
That's the story of the Holy Land. There is a very long, deep, interesting history that unfortunately, when people they come here, they only focus on one aspect of it. And by doing that, they lose a lot about this land.
We make our way into the Church of the Nativity, the spot that Helena, the mother of Roman Emperor Constantine, identified in the 4th century as the birthplace of Jesus.
Now we are inside the church.
Helena's original church was destroyed in the 6th century, eventually rebuilt, and later the Crusaders added their own fortifications and mosaics.
Also above you look, you see a mosaic.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Amazing.
Golden mosaics.
Exactly. That's Crusader. 800 years old. But you know, that's what not really impressed me. This is what impresses me. The mosaic down here. The mosaic below the floor of the church.
The original floor.
This is the floor that goes back to the first church, the Church of Helena.
Today, most Bethlehem residents are Muslim, and they like to visit this church too. We meet Narmin Salem, who's brought her friend for the first time. Salem says as Muslims, she and her friend want to know about other religions and see Christian places. Armenian clergy begin their daily mass. Nearby, a church attendant polishes a copper post, sprucing it up for Christmas. Down some stairs is the traditional spot of Jesus' birth. It's actually a cave. Jubran says it makes sense that Jesus' manger would have been in a cave. Animals were kept there in those days. Though Bethlehem today is a modern city, in the nearby countryside, shepherds and farmers still use caves.
Until today, when I travel in West Bank, I go to some Palestinian villages, I see people till today living inside the caves, practicing what's been here for thousands of years.
We descend into the cave where tradition says Jesus was born. It's adorned with tapestries.
When I was working, and I've been a guide for 20 years, I never came and found it empty. Never, never.
That's the moment Hussam Jubran takes his first photo of the day, a rare close-up shot with no one else around. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Bethlehem.